Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are mere seconds away. We are 60 minutes worth of mere seconds away from doing the finale, but this is the part two episode of the Penetration Ultimatum episode.
Well, we're not doing the finale anymore. This podcast is over.
You've been two favorite hosts in the world. My name is Carmen. That is Kelsey. We are the best of all time. Kelsey, how do we want to start this episode off?
I think we're going to start with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shadowland.
Living in Shadowland!
There's only one person in this episode.
Is it? Hold on, I have to, like, think. Who else was actually in this episode? Is it Jake?
Yes. Okay. I was like, to me, he's just like a very memorable actor. So I thought it would maybe be obvious, but it's also, you have only watched Scandal the one time.
Yeah, I forgot. I think I do remember him being in Scandal. He's also, small, gentle spoiler alert for our future Suits watch. He's a villain in Suits.
Yeah, I did see when I was looking him up that he was in Suits. And also his wife was in, I want to say, not Suits, maybe Blue Collar, is that?
White Collar?
That one too.
Okay. Blue Collar and White Collar?
Something else that you watched. And I think maybe also she was in, like, one of them was in like 5 episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh. He, I think, may have been in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, so Patrick Fischler plays Jake. He was in one episode of Scandal. He steals Huck's watch. He's like a whistleblower. He's like a fake whistleblower for the NSA, and then he steals from Huck. It's like a whole thing.
Okay.
Also, I've been rewatching Criminal Minds from like the beginning. I don't know why. I'm like, when I watch, I'm like, this show has certainly contributed to my terrifying anxiety that I have as an adult. But there are so many people that are in like one episode of Criminal Minds that are also in one episode of Grey's. One episode. Like, it's a very large, like, it's basically just a circle. The Venn diagram's a circle. It's like they're all, it's like if they somehow got that part, they also got this part. I don't know if the casting directors were being shared or something, but
maybe.
It feels like maybe they were.
Was Kevin McKidd in Criminal Minds?
I don't think so.
I know his
but
name.
But he was in Brave.
Ah. Maybe that's why my dad likes him.
He is Scottish in actual life.
Yeah. Okay. Where should we start?
Let's start with Ben and Miranda.
This was cold. This was wild.
Actually, I'm going to read the voiceover before I forget. And then we'll start there. Okay. This is the voiceover for this episode. So there's this bird, some sort of swallow, I think. Every September, thousands of them ditch rainy Seattle to winter in Mexico. These birds aren't dumb, and every year, crowds of people gather around Seattle to drink beer and watch the flocks take off. They call it the Great Migration. I don't know how those birds do it. Travel thousands of miles without getting lost, banging into windows, being eaten by cats. But every spring, they're always here. I guess they come back to do what they know. People say it's pretty cool watching them go. They say you can actually see the moment when, at some mysterious signal, all at once birds decide to leave. So maybe I've been missing out. Whatever. There's always next year. But is there?
Find out more on the next episode of Grey's Academy, because this is where you're finding your information.
Yeah, so this is where you're coming if you've never watched the season 8 finale. I remember watching this episode in real time and it ending and me being like, what the actual fuck?
That is exactly how I felt.
Yes. And I was excited for you to feel that way.
What did I text you?
You said what? That plane crashed.
What a fucking ending. I knew something was coming. Shonda is predictable
again. It's a season finale. Of course something's coming. Especially because last season, the season finale was dull.
Yeah, what even? I don't even remember. What happened?
It was a different plane crash. It was that plane crashed in that the never happened. Sound. No, no.
Oh, it did happen.
And only one kid survived.
Yeah, that's right. This was, they wanted to see how people would respond to an actual plane crash. So, like, yeah.
There was some conversation between me and both people in Discord and then people in real life. Because I was like, oh, we just watched it. And Carmen keeps saying, we just watched the episode with the plane crash. And I'm so afraid he's going to say that to someone. And they're going to think that we're in the season 8 finale. And going to spoil something.
No, here's the thing. I figured there was another plane crash that was going to have to happen. Because that, to me, doesn't feel like the plane crash episode.
But you kept saying the plane crash episode.
Yeah, but. This is the plane crash episode.
Well, yeah, we all know that. That's the problem. And I couldn't say, stop saying the plane crash episode to people.
Who spoiled that for me? Who said, oh, what about the plane crash? And I was like, blah, 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 blah.
No one?
I don't know. I thought someone mentioned the plane crash episode.
I don't think so. I think someone mentioned the shooting episode.
Yes.
But you thought there was a shooting in an episode, like three episodes before that. So you were like, was this a shooting episode? And I was like, yep, sure was.
There was shooting.
Someone was shot.
Burke was shot.
Burke did get shot. What a wild time. This show, man. Okay. So Miranda and Ben are supposed to have a day off, and he has planned this like whole lovely day for them, starting with breakfast in bed, and then they're going to do all this sightseeing and just have like a delightful time together. And she decides she's going to go into the hospital because she gets called in for this case for this man who has made questionable travel choices. And so he's like, fine, I'll also go in. And so they go in. He's very bitter the whole day and is like having little fit, making little like snide remarks. And she's not really getting it, which is fine because he's not being very clear. And this is like, she does say this is like a once in a lifetime case. And then she's finally in the surgery, like, I'm just going to do this fucking crossword puzzle right here. And then he says the answer, the crossword clue is my question to you. And they argue about it. And he's like, it's will you marry me? I had the crossword made so I could fucking propose to you. Get it, your head out of your ass. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And then Derek pulls a worm out of the guy and is like, found it.
Also, he makes a snide remark. He's like, this is why you don't work with your girlfriend. And it's like, okay, Derek.
Yeah, you're standing next to your wife.
And how long did it take you to learn this fucking lesson? How many girlfriends have you had while you also worked at this hospital?
You were working with your wife and throwing fits like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, and then you were also working with your wife and then fucking your girlfriend at the same time. Yep. And then Rose was there.
Yeah, also.
Oh, goodness. That scene, as soon as she started like reading off the crossword, I was like, I know where this is going. Yeah, I did. I did think it was some sort of proposal. I didn't think that he made the crossword puzzle, but I did hear like when he blurted out, will you marry me? I was like, oh, yeah, he was going to propose at lunch. That makes sense.
He was going to propose in the morning in the breakfast in bed.
No, he was going to do the crossword puzzle at lunch, I thought.
Well, that was his backup plan, because in the morning when he's making the breakfast tray, he has the crossword like on top of the breakfast. And then he's like, oh, we can go to lunch and do the crossword, because he has to pivot.
Oh.
He's like, okay, you're done with the case. Now we can go to lunch and do the crossword.
That's right. He does say, you're supposed to be in bed and naked.
Yeah. So
you are neither of those things standing in my hallway.
They live together.
Our hallway.
So, yes, she doesn't even make the cut. She's like, this can't be the Sunday one. This is really easy. And that's when he's like, yeah, it's easy because I fucking made it. And I'm not the crossword puzzle maker. What a fun job.
When she says it's 13 and he's like, it's 14. And she says, what do you have, x-ray vision, motherfucker? Like, dude. Yeah. Shut up.
They're bickering. Mom and dad are fighting.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But also, you have to finish that surgery together? You have to just walk away? Like, she's not even
like, doing the surgery. She's literally just observing.
Well, no, she's got Derek 6.
Yeah, locked she's just loaded. Observing.
She made her own sci-fi movie, is what he said.
She is apparently a big fan of the sci-fis.
Good for her.
Were you surprised that he proposed?
I wasn't surprised that he proposed. I was surprised at what happens in their apartment.
Yeah.
Or their home. When she's over there looking good, jacket on, nothing underneath except for a thong. Apparently, because we don't see it, he's like, yo, dude, this is nice, but you should sit down. And she says, look, I am wearing a thong. This is as sorry as I get,
which
dude.
I do have to call out, because we do know that I am one to say you should just actually say you're sorry.
Yes, she did.
In addition,
I think she didn't she say it before that? I'm sorry for blah, 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 blah. But she did say it kind of angrily, and you should maybe have your apologies be more calm.
I am again, like, what you're doing. When she's like, ask me again. And she's like, this is as sorry as I get. I'm like, okay, but just say like, I'm sorry that I messed up your plan. I'm ready to accept your question now. Please ask it again.
Ask it to my naked breasts and vagina, please.
And then he's like, and here's my issue with this. So he says, when we broke up after the shooting, I just wanted to like get away and have a fresh start. So I applied to a surgical internship. The shooting was 2 seasons ago. What is time in this world? Because we have had, I don't know how many, I don't know. I have to go back, I guess, and look and see if there's any like holiday, like when the holiday specific like episodes occur, and if I'm meant to believe that this was 2 years or just some abstract amount of time since Gary Clark.
Well, how long was the recovery, like was the Christina out of surgery? It was a while.
A long time.
So I don't think that it was 2 years, but I mean, I also really don't know how long it takes for a medical resident or internship application to go through. So
because it's not like he had to go back to medical school. Like, he's gone to medical school. He's just done his studies in anesthesiology. Like, he's done his internship and all that, whatever else, in anesthesiology. He is an anesthesiologist. It's done. That's his job.
Yeah, he's the only one in the hospital, though, that can keep their patients knocked out, apparently, though.
And he's just like, but now I'm going to be a surgeon.
And I got to work 7 days a week. How many miles away?
1,000 miles away.
1,000 miles away, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Did you hear when I moved that boom stand? Did you hear all that just now or not?
Just a tiny bit.
Okay. Sorry, everyone.
It's fine.
I'm trying to have better posture when I record.
I'm not.
That's okay.
And then, yeah, so that was surprising.
It was very surprising because also, again, it goes to our conversation mere moments ago. You can be long distance if you want it. You can propose. And I will say, long distance proposal with someone who's an intern is crazy. That is wild. I mean, at least when I proposed to Jess, I moved. I didn't want to do a long distance
engagement.
So yeah, it's just that's challenging. And I get
it's that. Also the different levels of, like, they're already both in a very demanding career.
Yeah.
And that goes back to being like in the very like intense part of the scheduling is like the internship year. So I don't know. It's wild. What are your thoughts on him deciding to switch careers after he's already established in what is potentially one of the highest paying jobs in the hospital?
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I don't know that that makes total sense. I think it's okay to say, this is what I was going through at the time. Things have changed because I want this with you. And also, mm-hmm. like, this fulfills me and I'm whatever. So that, I think, is kind of where I would put the next question, because he's also not saying I don't want to propose anymore. He doesn't say I want to break up.
Yeah.
He says, baby, come here. Sit down.
Yeah. So. Do you have a prediction for it?
I predict that they are going to get proposed and engaged. Bailey is going to get proposed too. They're mm-hmm. going to get engaged. And I don't think he's going to go and do the internship. I think he's going to say, I'm good without it.
Okay. I'm good just putting people to sleepy time.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen with them.
Okay. It was nice to see them together. We haven't seen a lot of them lately. So what else do we need to talk about? Lexi.
I guess, well, we also should finish talking about Jake a little bit.
Oh, right.
Because their relationship mirrors the Lexi and the Mark thing. Apparently, they've gotten together and divorced and honeymooned three separate times.
Yeah.
And they seem problematic, which is,
well, they whatever. Seem like, honestly, just kind of like regular people. I'm like, this is just a relationship. Like, this is my issue when people like fight and bicker in relationships and they're like, oh, we have to get divorced. I'm like, do you think that a healthy relationship never has any level of disagreement? You can have different hobbies. Now, if they do want to travel, I will say I'm on his side. Don't eat the train station sushi. You can travel to Thailand and make better food choices. You can also travel to Thailand, and if you want to eat the train station sushi, you can eat it. You don't need to make him eat it.
Right. I don't think sushi is something that I would eat from a train station no matter where.
Anywhere.
Although, let me tell you, all this talk about sushi, we're getting sushi tonight.
Ugh. Rude.
And so here's what's crazy, though. Marlo comes up to me and she goes, Daddy, I have a question. And I was like, yeah, what's up? Can we go to the sushi robot? And I was like, absolutely, we can go to the sushi fucking robot. So sushi time. That's one of the reasons that I also ate lunch early, was because then it gives me plenty of time really open up the gullet here for sushi.
I just feel like you're being rude to me specifically.
Well,
you're just so jealous, the other thing with people want to give me sushi money.
Actually, shout out Brianna sent me a couple bucks for a coffee.
Yes, she also sent me money for sushi. She's very sweet. Yeah. Well. She literally was like, I sent Carmen money. And I was like, well, he just made you do that out of guilt. Because he sucks.
And then she sent you money, so you guilted her as well.
I didn't. If you'll notice, I did not post. She had to message me to ask me specifically for mine, because I didn't put it in the chat when it was asked for. Because you were like, oh, no one gave me anything.
Okay. Mention first it in, off.
bring it up to your therapist.
I will. I will bring it up to my therapist. I look forward to that. And my therapist is going to say, wow, what's your Venmo? Let me send you some money for coffee.
She's not going to do that.
She might.
She's not. If she does, money. That feels inappropriate.
Well.
I saw this thread post that was like, I was on the telechat with my therapist and my mom walked in the room and I almost went, well, 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 if it's the star of the show. So funny.
That would have been, okay. That's good.
I like that. Okay, Jake, yeah, so I don't think they're problematic. I just think they're, like, people who keep getting married and then at the first sign of any level of disagreement are like, let's get divorced. And then they are like, wait, no, we do love each other. And it's fine if people disagree on stuff.
Yeah.
That's the whole, I was like, where's the actual reason you're, like, I just think you guys don't know what relationships are.
They just probably need to just communicate. They just need to talk to each other. It is funny that this, like, their storyline is the mirror for Mark and Lexi, and then Jackson is, like, hopping onto that as well in that one scene we'll get to in a second.
Yeah.
But this is the surgery that Bailey is latched onto, and at one point, Derek is essentially like, man, like, this is going to take a long time. Like, we have to keep going through and, like, figuring out where what the issue is.
Where and, the worm is set
or,
up camp.
Maybe it was Meredith, one of the two of them. But anyways, Bailey was all that to say. She said, I have all the time in the world. This is my only surgery today. And Ben goes, yeah, because you were off today. Woman. That's so funny. So I also made a note here because it didn't click to me here when he said I had lunch reservations and I was gonna do the crossword puzzle. I just wrote boring old man.
Good for him.
But yeah, the train station sushi, that's my line.
Also, then she's like, oh, I've had this rash for weeks. I'm like, girl, you should get that checked out. Like, don't be so accepting of the fact that you have had a rash from a different country for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Like, maybe medical treatment. Or at least just go and have a doctor say, you don't need anything.
Yeah.
Because turns out you do have a worm in your arm. And then he's like, what if the worm's in my penis? And then he's like, wait, I can't feel anything. And so then they figure out it's in his spinal column. And so then Derek has to go in and just dig her out. Again, Miranda doesn't need to be in the surgery, which is another reason that Ben gets mad. I'm not against her being in it because this is like a very rare thing to see. Like, you're not going to see it a lot. It's kind of like when Archer had the worms in his brain. And so she wants to observe, which is fine. I'm very pro that. I just think that's part of where Ben's annoyance is coming from, is because she's not in this. Like, she doesn't need, she's not performing the surgery. She's just there because she's like, this is a cool case and I want to, like, see it through.
Yeah.
And so they pull the worm out of his spine and it's
mid argument.
Yeah.
But leading up to that too, the lady, what's the lady's name? Marion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marion. She is kind of like, oh, like, that's when she said, we made a mistake in going back to each other. And Mark and Jackson is like, oh, like, well, tell me why. Like, why?
How do you know it's a mistake?
How do you know it's a mistake? And she had said, the same people, but we're always the same people, but we're expecting a different outcome. And she goes, that's insane. And Mark goes, or love. When Jackson's like, but what if there is a spark, but it happened one time, but there's not enough time to figure out if, you know, with one of you moving potentially across the whole country. And they're both sitting there talking about this. And the lady's like, are we going to get this?
Can you take this worm out of my arm, please? Like, there's literally a worm crawling in my body.
I see it moving.
Yeah,
his name is Clancy. I named him.
Would you name a worm if you had it?
Probably.
You watched The Office, right? Did you watch The Office?
No.
Oh.
Do they have a worm they name?
No. Kelly, like, wants to lose weight, so she tells Creed to give her a tapeworm that she can eat, and he just, like, gives her like a fucking fruit roll up or something. I don't know. He just like gives her some food and he's like, this is a tapeworm. It's not. And she's like, I have a worm living inside of me. And he's like, no, she doesn't. I think about it all the time.
Oh, that's super scary. Like, what if you, like, there are people out there who actually are like, oh, give me the worm. Like, then you can die.
Yeah.
Don't eat worms.
Also, there are people that don't know they have a tapeworm. But definitely, definitely don't do it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep all my tape in my junk drawer. I don't want it in my body.
So Mark tells Derek that Lexi confessed her love. Because Derek's like, you get Julia pregnant yet? And he's like, no, because Lexi loves me. And
I was all ready to.
And Derek goes, what did you say? And Mark said, thank you for your candor. I don't know.
This is when she comes in. Is this the scene where she comes in the elevator? Like, when did that happen?
Yeah,
in this one?
It's the same scene. Yeah.
Yeah, she comes in the elevator and she's super awkward. And Derek's like, no, come in, please. And she's like, no, I can't. And then it closes on her because she takes a step into the elevator.
Yeah.
And then a surprise, the elevator closes.
Mm-hmm.
Cinema. And when Mark leaves, I heard what you said. I just need time to ruminate.
I'm going to circle back.
Need to just run it up the old flagpole.
Like, what does that mean?
Mark, you've been a dad for 3 seconds. Stop saying shit like this.
Well, my thing is, like, if you're in the business world, right? Like, if you at work, if a direct report brought you something and you were like, I'm going to run that up the flagpole, would that not mean like you're like talking it over with like other upper management?
Yes.
So I'm like, what fucking flagpole are you running that up, Mark? Like, are you going to just go around the hospital and ask for everyone's opinion? Like, what does this mean to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he knows what that saying means. Yeah.
So, and then she just like doesn't know how to be like, then later someone says Mark's name and she just shudders and walks away. And I'm like, what the fuck, Lexi?
Well, she just had an orgasm at the mention of his name.
She didn't. She looked very uncomfortable.
Well,
but we don't.
No, you don't know what I was going to say.
Okay.
The end of that scene, Jackson walks up and is like, Mark, I need help. And he's like, and just walks away.
Which, like, Mark has been so up Jackson's ass for like the last half of the season. Then poor Jackson actually needs help. And he's like, I can't acknowledge that you exist.
Oh, it's just so, so funny. Mark turns into like a wet paper towel.
I'm confused because you would like the way that Mark reacts. Well, he keeps being like, okay, but Lexi doesn't want this. I'm like, okay, well, if she told you that she loves you, maybe she's in a different headspace now. Like, maybe circle back and ask her, do you want kids now? Because I still have this kid and also want more. Are you like in a different place with that? Fine if you are. I just want all the information.
What a concept.
Yeah. Communication, guys.
So simple.
Positive. It's a positive thing.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Anything else on Mark and Lexi?
No, I'm rooting for them though. It's just, it's a real bummer that it's just so awkward with them.
Yeah. They are both on the plane.
So Mark dies.
Because of the plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is there still to talk about with this? I feel like we've gotten through this quicker than we usually do. Do we want to spend the second half of the show just talking through predictions or what was there anything we missed? I feel like I don't even know. Did we miss something? I have so many notes.
We didn't talk a whole, like, we talked briefly about Richard and Alex. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to it. I just really like all their scenes together where he's like coaching him on how to do negotiations and everything. I've never done that in a job scenario.
Really?
You've done that a trillion times.
It's true. I'm doing it right now. Right now. No, I'm just kidding. Let's take a quick.
Oh, we haven't talked about Nick. That's what we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this sponsor, and then we'll talk about dying.
All right. Come here, sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
And we are back. Nick is dead. Nick is dying.
So Nick's still
Richard?
Here.
Do you want to talk about Richard or
no? We'll talk about Nick first.
Okay, all right.
Nick's still here. I forgot. Because this is just, to me, forgettable because it doesn't line up with anything else that's happening, in my opinion. And so they've, like, I guess, bullied Nick into staying, and Arizona isn't seeing him at all. But they're like, we're going to make you do these things, like these other treatments to get more time. And he's like, I don't want that. And then Arizona finally shows up and is like, you have to do it. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. And then they get in and there's nothing they can do because it's actually way worse than the scan showed. And so then Arizona has to go and be like, sorry, you are dying. You can go to Tibet or wherever the fuck you're going.
Belize.
So
Belize D's nuts.
Okay. So yeah, Nick's dying. Arizona's upset. She tells Callie to never leave, but I guess she means don't die. I don't know. It's just weird. She's like, this is my best friend in the whole world. I'm like, we have never heard this man's name before.
Never. Literally never.
But okay. Ever. So, yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. They just wanted to make her upset so that she could be more upset at Alex. I don't really know. I don't have any other read on it.
I also don't. It's also interesting because the start of Arizona and Callie's interactions is kind of funny. Arizona's with the babies and Callie walks up and goes, oh my gosh, oh, look at these babies. They're so cute. Are they dying? And she's like, what? No. And she goes, okay, because Nick, this best friend in the world that you have that we've never mentioned before, your stubborn ass is in here while he picks up. And he's been asking to see you. Get your crap together, because if he leaves, he's gone for good. But yeah. Also, this baby isn't actually dying, right? No? Yeah. Okay, we're good. We're good then.
Okay, good.
That was kind of just all around a very funny scene. Sara Ramirez. Sada funny. Like tostada. Such, oh man, they have such good
timing.
Yeah, but it's not even just like the timing of it. Just like a good awareness of comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Like me. So
yeah,
really
I wish.
The funny thing is literally me saying that was just an example of perfect, hilarious timing. And it's also a good take because I set you up. I set you up because that's what friends do.
I wish we were friends.
Yeah. Friends get sushi together.
Friends don't rub inedible sushi in my pregnant face.
It is edible, just not for you.
Exactly.
Is that what you mean by that? So anyways, it is crazy. So she goes to him and she's like, you need to do the surgery, blah blah blah. And he's like, man, the things a guy has to do to get your attention, woman. Which, like, dude, just like maybe also whatever. You chose this. And that's what's so garbagey about the end of that scene is it has gone too fast. It's totally infected his heart. It's all over the place. Teddy doesn't know what to do. Christina doesn't know what to do. They close him up. And it's just hard to watch. He goes, I'm so freaking stupid.
Yep.
Yep. Why didn't I come sooner? It's sad. It's hard to watch. It's sad.
I mean, anything's easy, you know, to say that in hindsight. Like, he didn't, obviously, I don't think he made that choice thinking that this was a possibility. I do think that he went being like, okay, I can, you know, I'll get to Arizona and, you know, they'll help me beat this thing, blah, 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 all this stuff. So, but it is, like, in hindsight, easy to be like, I can't believe that I waited. Like, why would I not have come sooner? So, I don't know.
And we'll never know because this is the last time we see Nick. He's gone forever. He's in Belize.
He's not on the plane.
So he at least lives to get to Belize.
We don't know that.
I'm making an inference.
Based on what?
Assumptions.
There it is. Okay. So
let's talk more about Alex and Weber.
Yes, I like these scenes, the like talking through when he's like, well, did you ask for anything? And they're like, he's like, no, I can't ask these like really high hospitals for, they're like the best hospitals in the country. He's like, yes, and they want you. Like, ask for what you deserve. It's not like you're out here asking for them to just like hand you a Porsche. Like, you're asking for reasonable things that are normally like associated with jobs. And but again, he's never been in that position and he's also never really had leverage. So he doesn't know. And it's like you get, if you look at like a medical career, if you don't have a mentor teaching you that, you've just been in school and then in this one program for your entire career. So like, why would you know that? So I like the, it kind of just full circle takes it from like, okay, we've trained you like medically, but there are also like real world pieces that you need to know as well. And I'm happy to step in and fill that for you. Because I wouldn't say, oh, Weber is Alex's mentor. Like, I would say Arizona is, but Weber still sees like the big picture of everything. And again, because he did fuck with Alex before, I do think that he's like, I'm gonna step in here.
Remember that time I took your lunch 2 days on the same, you know, 2 days at the same time or two times at the same day. I mean,
and then I'm also at back. The very beginning, after they are doing like the war room thing and Richard goes to Owen and is like, you should be proud. Like, They all have these opportunities means that you've trained them well. And Owen's like, you trained them well. And Richard's like, yeah, I know. I did.
I was just being kind and polite.
Yeah, I was just setting you up to compliment me.
Yeah, that was cold blooded. Mr. Richard Weber, the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to see. And as someone who I will say, like, I had to at a very early age kind of learn. Luckily for me, I had a mentor in the name of the great, mighty, powerful, almighty Lord and Savior Donald J. Trump and his book, The Art of the Deal, to teach me things. That's sarcasm, by the way, guys. I'm just kidding. But I learned at an early age that like, hey, know your worth, fight for what you say. The worst that someone can say is no. Well, I guess the worst that you could ever do in this situation is they pull the offer completely, but luckily, I've never had that happen in the middle of a negotiation where they pull the deal.
Yeah, not in the middle of a negotiation.
Not in the middle of a negotiation.
Just after they've offered the job.
Just after they've offered and everything's been agreed upon. So it's okay. It's fine. I love my job now. And it's nice. It shows like Richard's been around the block. Like he knows mm-hmm. what he's doing. He even gives him the unlock phrase, the incidentals and overhead funds. Mm-hmm. And we even see it live. That scene where Alex is talking to Hunt and Weber's kind of like, in the background.
Like,
playing charades
landing
with him.
An airplane, yeah.
It's so funny. I love it so much. So it was cool. It was a cool metamorphosis to see, and that scene. Oh, just TV perfection. When Alex is just sitting there, and Weber is basically like, "Dude, you just got everything you wanted. Why do you look like someone kicked your freaking dog, dude?"
Yeah.
And Alex is just like,
I've never had people want me like this.
And that's kind of sad. It's kind of gut-wrenching. And I think it also puts, again, like Alex's whole arc on display.
Well, and it's also just like, even though he has like become this really incredible doctor, I think in a lot of ways, his view of himself is still like in the season 2, 3, 4 era. So he's still like going to count himself out.
Yeah,
and so it's good to have someone like Weber be like, this is it. Like, you are finishing first. Like, people want you, like, you know, you cross the finish line. People want your picture. They're cheering for you. Like, you've done it. Like, this is it. So it's nice to have someone who is removed enough that it's not like, okay, you're just saying that because he's your friend. Like, Weber is just a genuine person. Like, he has there's no point for him to lie to Alex about that. So I just think it means a lot more coming from someone like Richard.
Yeah.
So,
and even
I love
like
it.
The what's Richard's actor name? What's the person?
James Pickens.
The way that he pickens his moments is really impressive.
I had a dog named Pickens growing up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
After James?
No, it was a football player.
So the kind of like the slight almost double take going to give Alex a pat on the shoulder, even when he does the fist pump in the air. Right at the exact second that the doorbell ding goes off, like everything is just so good about all the acting and the timing and the directing and those scenes. It's really cool. But yeah, Arizona is big mad at Alex.
Yeah, so she's not pleased. And Callie's like, sorry, she's had a bad day.
She has had a bad day.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give you the excuse. But I think that's it. I think that's everything. Do we have questions? Or is there anything else that you can think of before questions?
No. No more notes on the episode. But we do have some questions. Hold on. Let me scroll up. Okay. What will April do next?
I think she's going to go work at a bar. She's going to go work at Joe's.
Okay. So you think she'll still be on the show?
Or
you think they'll just say she's working at Joe's and then never show her?
I mean, when was the last time we actually saw Joe?
It's true. Never.
I think that this is the last time we say April. April's going to be gone after this. She's going to come in. She's going to help save the day. And it's still not going to be good enough for Hunt.
Save what day?
The airplane crash day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Aaron says, thoughts on Christina saying Owen is her person. We talked about that a little bit. It's fine. I mean, we don't like it, but like, I kind of understand where she's coming from.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think also she needs to say something to Meredith to make Meredith understand that she needs a little more space with the decision making. And I think that's just going to have to be how Meredith like hears it.
Someone else being the person.
And then talked about this a little bit too. Did she sleep with him as goodbye, revenge, or closure? I think it was a closure, but she didn't know what it was going to lead to. She was like, I have to do this and then I'll know.
Yeah, the closure makes sense. I don't think it's revenge, but my prediction is that they're unfortunately going to stay together.
Yeah. Okay. So Christina, you think, is going to Mayo pending survival.
Yes. Yes.
But they're going to stay together and Owen is going to stay in Seattle and they'll just do long distance.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Also, they could do something really crazy of just having this huge time lapse. Again, see, again, right. I've not seen the show. I'm watching this for the first time.
What?
I would like to either see a Heroes style, you're kind of going back and forth in between all the different storylines. So you're seeing some of Alex in Hopkins. You're seeing mm-hmm. Meredith in Brigham, Christina in Mayo, pending survival, and no severed heads from those three specifically. But you're seeing the characters at these different hospitals until their fellowship is over, in which point they come back to Seattle Grace, or they do their fellowships and it's just, it comes back and it picks up the new season 9, episode 1 of, man, aren't you glad we learned so much in our fellowships? It's good to be back at Seattle Grace.
Oh, so we just they just imply like it's done. It's been in a year or however long.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Okay. A time jump, as it were.
A time jump, as it were.
Like the end of Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Okay. If Alex chooses Hopkins, do you think that Hunt really has to rescind the offer to April? Was he going to take it back regardless?
I think he was going to take it back regardless. You bring up a good point. Just because she didn't pass her boards doesn't mean that there wasn't another good doctor that was better for the money.
Yeah.
So,
like, as much as it sucks because this is her current job and like that is her mentor and like she is good at her job regardless of what happened with the boards. If they want to maintain, you know, being a really in demand, high ranked hospital, then they have to maintain having the top people.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like losing Derek potentially, because that's going to be another like person they're going to have to go out and fill that spot for.
Yeah. So it's a bummer. And I think that's also a part of where I don't fully understand the medical field versus like retail or something is you've trained that person, you know what their skill level is, let's try to keep them, but if you can get someone better who comes in and you pay a little bit more money to get that skill, you have to cut somewhere. But I don't think the money, like, because it was getting offered to Alex, we don't even know if it's been accepted or not.
Yeah,
so they wouldn't fire someone based on a potential of the budget change. It would have to be like the actual budget change.
Sorry, April, you're just not getting this job anymore.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of uses money as like a scapegoat, but I don't think that's the main reason.
No, I think it is. Also, I mean, she's a challenging personality. We've seen that.
And she says, I'm going to take the boards again, but they said in the last episode, that's not until the following summer. So like this is May 2012 and the next boards that they allege are going to be offered are June 2013, which does feel like, why would they not have them more often? But it doesn't matter. I don't know how
it's the boards, you know.
What did you think of Weber coaching Alex? We loved it.
Loved it. Big old
Who
fan.
Is Mark going to choose?
Mark is going to just choose Lexi. Okay. Just make it happen, Mark. Just do it.
Okay. And then Ben's proposal.
Really quick. You bring up a really good point of like, also like maybe just ask Lexi where her head's at with everything. That'd be like a mature.
Just like getting all the information before you make a choice. Like what a concept.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ben's proposal to Bailey. Are they getting married, breaking up, or doing long distance?
I want to see them stay together, be engaged, and do long distance. That's what I want to see.
Did Weber choose to help Alex get the best offer from Hunt because it was what was best for Alex, or to make things difficult for Hunt? Which is such a funny take to be like, Weber is like I'm just gonna make, I don't think Weber has it out for Owen that bad. If it was me, that's what I would be doing. But I don't think Weber has it out, because Weber at the end of the day still loves the hospital and wants the hospital to succeed.
Yeah.
And if Owen is failing miserably, the hospital can't succeed.
That's real funny. I also didn't see it like that. But we've established that Weber is kind of like this impractical joker, though, where he will do stuff like, oh, ha, 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 wouldn't this be so funny, you guys?
Yeah.
It's going to cost Owen Hunt $1 million, Rafflecopter, like, you know.
Every time you say that.
I know, I love it.
Forget that's a thing. Okay, and then is Derek pressing this move about Meredith's career, or does he want new experiences? I do feel like once we get to this episode, it kind of comes down to more about now Derek has a lot more skin in the game and now he doesn't want to lose this opportunity. I do think that he still like does prioritize Meredith's career, and he is in a spot where he believes moving is the better career choice for her, but she doesn't believe that. And I do think that that's like worth taking into consideration. Like if that's not how she feels. Like, because she does say she has really good mentors in Richard and Miranda. But I don't know. It just gets a little like I've been making such a point to say how supportive he's been in these episodes. And then all of a sudden, it's just such a hard pivot to him being like, well, we have to do this.
Well, yeah, it's like he was supportive in the decision making process. But now that his mind is made up and he feels like the decision is done, now the support is gone and he's made up the decision because Derek knows best.
And then should Alex choose Hopkins or to stay at Seattle Grace with Arizona?
He should choose Hopkins. No matter what you're doing in your life, again, minus the spouse thing, you have to do what's best for you. You just have to.
What do you think the cause of the plane crash is?
Domestic terrorism.
Okay.
What's the AR-15s?
Jesus.
Tariffs.
Tariffs.
I don't know. Turbulence. a bird in the propeller.
That's what happened to Sully.
Yeah.
Is April being unfair to Jackson, or are his expectations out of whack considering she failed the boards? Is he owed a conversation? I don't necessarily think anybody is owed anything. I do think because they have a previous very good friendship established, it would make more sense that they would have a conversation. I don't think he's owed like an explanation or a relationship, but I do think like it would make sense for them to just like have a nice sit down and again, communicate. We're adults. We can communicate. And like, clearly I don't even think that it's necessarily just about the sex, because I do think he has a lot of guilt wrapped up in the fact that she failed, because I think he feels like he's partly responsible. And she does say that at the end when he goes to the bar after she's been fired, basically. And she's like, you just feel bad for me. And he's like, well, I feel bad. Like, I do think he feels bad, but I don't think he just feels bad. I think there's other feelings involved, but he does feel bad.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. I think you said that perfectly. No one is owed anything. I think it's the right thing to do with having a conversation who was your friend, and sex blurs those lines. And also it was losing your virginity to your friend. And it wasn't,
and
like we talked about last week.
Important thing.
Yeah. And but also like if Jess has a bad day at work, I feel bad for her. But I'm not sitting there pitying her. I'm like, no, I feel bad. Like, let's talk about that. If something bad happens to a friend, like someone loses their job, like I feel bad for them. But like, also we've talked about this in the face of loss or, you know, medical news or death or miscarriages, things like that. Like, ask people what they want. And I think that's kind of what is devoid of how Jackson is handling this. He's like, look, April, I want to talk, but I need what do you want from me in regard to how I can come to you? Like, what's the best way for you to receive how I'm feeling right now?
Also, I think she's like, it's clouded for her because people who are normally assholes to her are being nice to her out of pity. But Jackson's always her friend.
Right.
So, but I think she's like lumping him in with Alex and Christina, who are normally turds to her. So I think that's what, and that's not really fair to him, especially given what has transpired prior to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts on the finished dream house? Marginally better CGI. Do we agree with Derek's aesthetic choices? Does it meet the four season buildup?
We only saw
the main room. I do love all the natural light and the views. The CGI views are really well done. They're really, really pretty CGI views. And I do like a big old fireplace.
I would have liked a white marble countertop instead of the dark countertop.
Yeah, I don't love a super like dark kitchen. We have like black and white speckled. So it kind of brings it both.
Yeah.
But I don't love just countertop.
I would love that. I mean, if that was my house right now, I'd take it.
Definitely for sure love the windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts on how Ben was planning to propose. Given what we know about his fondness for planning, should Miranda have given more consideration to the fact that he had the day set for them? Or can we simply not desire her endearing love for sci-fi mysteries?
I actually forgot that she was a sci-fi fan until you said it. So I forgot that she likes Star Wars too. I think that we can feel bad for Ben. I don't think he was communicating very clearly. Because the way that I was getting the vibe all day is like, I just wanted to do nothing today. I just wanted to go to lunch.
No, he starts by being like, we're doing this breakfast and then we're going to all these places. Like I set up a whole schedule for the day.
But like to me, going and where my chores and my destination are just like planned lunches. That's fun, but it's not like going to Disney. Like you're not riding roller coasters. Like my idea of
they were going to all the tourist stuff.
Okay. I don't remember that.
It was at the beginning. He's like, he says a day spent like getting to know the city that you've lived in. Basically.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Either way, I don't think he was communicating gently like what the day meant to him. I also, quite frankly, don't know that Bailey would have cared anyways. Like, I don't know how you would have communicated to Bailey other than saying, I have a surprise for you. And it's really important that we go do the surprise. So let's go surprise. I don't know that she would have gotten it. I don't know if it would have triggered like clicked for her.
No, he like lists all the places that they're going to go after they have breakfast. I do feel like if they have this day planned and she gets the call from the hospital, maybe like go to him and be like, hey, they need someone. Are you okay if I go in for this case? And then we just do everything later. So I do feel like she is not necessarily taking it into consideration. Again, once it becomes clear that this is like a very rare case, I am more on her side of like wanting to see it. But I'm also, it's hard to communicate when, yeah, the thing you're trying to get accomplished is a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also think if they make it seem like they do the crossword every day, or at least Miranda does. So I do think it's cute for him to use that as a proposal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have been upset too, though, if like I had a big proposal planned for Jessica and then she was like acting that way, I would have been upset too.
Yeah. But again, it's hard if you're like trying to keep it a surprise.
Correct.
To be like, just do what I want, but I'm not going to tell you what I want.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then the last is not a question, but Teddy saying, I'm sorry to Owen after he admits to cheating was wilder than I remembered. Yes, correct. It's a weird.
Correct. Yeah.
Do not understand the train of logic. Take.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's real quick do some predictions and then we are going to break, watch the episode and then immediately come back and record. So
okay. You ready?
It is going to be fresh. Yes, I'm ready.
Mark is going to die on the plane after he tells Lexi that he does, in fact, love her back. Mark is going to die at this plane crash. Meredith survives. Arizona survives. Derek survives. Everyone else survives. Mark dies this episode.
Mark is the sole victim.
Yes, but he's not going to die until the very end. It's going to be touch and go for a while, like an airplane. And then he's going to die. Okay. Meredith and Christina, in the midst of trauma, decide that they are staying. Alex, actually leaves to go to Hopkins. April leaves the show completely. Jackson goes to Tulane.
So only Meredith and Christina stay.
Only Meredith and Christina stay.
Okay.
And I do see Christina and Owen staying together.
Okay. And you had previously said that Teddy was going to leave.
Teddy, I think, is going to stay and work okay. with Christina.
Christina. Okay. And you think Miranda and Ben will stay together?
They're going to stay together. They're going to get engaged and they're going to do long distance. Or this one I'm not as sure about. Or Ben is like, I did this at a crazy time. You're my choice. I want to do this with you. Like, I just want to be with you, and doesn't move. So it's either going to be long distance and they'll get engaged, or they're going to stay and get engaged and he's not going to go to.
Okay. So you think they stay together regardless? It'll just be whether or not they're doing the long distance part.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, I think that's it. Okay, so this episode, rate it.
4.8.
Ooh, high.
Yeah, this was a good
episode. It's a 4.2 for me. It's good. I love the Weber stuff specifically. It is a lot of, obviously, like, build up to, like, oh, what's about to happen? The ending is obviously such a good cliffhanger. You do not see it coming.
No.
Again, I remember watching it live and being like, oh, what the fuck? and then having to wait a week. So that was fun. Yeah. Luckily, I did have people tell me to have the baby in between recording this and recording the season finale to make you wait to watch it.
I would have watched it.
I know. I was like, I think he probably would have watched it.
Here's the thing. Depending on what this next episode entails, after we record it, I'm going to watch the premiere tomorrow.
I was curious when you would. We'll see how you feel about like the ending of season 8. But curious. I was like, I wonder, because we don't know. We have currently no plans on recording the season 9.
Based on my
typically
reactions,
our schedule is like after we finish a season, we take like a week off. So because we're stacking these, we're basically going to have like a month of not having to record, because I will probably have a baby very soon. Hopefully. And so we have no idea, but I was like, I do think he'll probably watch the season 9. I don't think he'll go past the premiere, because that's not the vibe.
No, that's not
how we roll.
No, no.
But I was like, I wonder if he'll want to watch the season 9 premiere like right away.
What I need you to do before we wrap this up and I go watch it, I need you to, based on my reactions and my predictions, I need you to tell me to wait or if I can watch it. Okay.
Okay.
And I will respect if you tell me to wait until we get past baby time and all that stuff. I'll respect it.
Okay. I think you can watch it. You'll just have to watch it again when it gets closer to time to
record. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it'll be a while.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to say, guys, no spoilies. If you see me on the street, like, see us in the next one. Let's go watch a finale.
Let's do it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.